Good evening. This is Sakishvani Kohima. I'm Kahuchasite with the evening news. The headlines. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan highlights MSME sector's role in India's economic growth. Chief Minister Nipurio says RAMP initiative strengthening Nagaland's MSME ecosystem. Home Minister Amit Shah launches cooperative-based taxi service Bharat Taxi. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Seychelles on three-day official visit. Now the news in detail. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan said the strength of any economy across the world lies in the contribution of its MSME sector. Addressing an event on MSME Day 2026 in New Delhi today, he said that in India, the MSME sector represents the courage and entrepreneurial spirit of the first generation entrepreneurs. The Vice President noted that the sector contributes nearly 50% of the country's total exports while consistently maintaining high quality standards. Mr. Radhakrishnan added, the MSME sector has become the strongest pillar in India's journey of becoming a Viksit Bharat by 2047.
It is very impressive that contributions of MSME is being felt by the Indian economy so much today. The business and environment reforms of our Honorable PM Sriman Narendra Modi ji have transformed MSMEs as the silent architects of our nation's progress. This is not a word just for feel happy. This is the reality. That is what we understand from the great contribution of the MSME. Yes, MSME become the strongest pillar of our collective journey towards Viksit Bharat by 2047.
The Vice President also urged the entrepreneurs to adopt the modern technology to further enhance the productivity, production and quality. Chief Minister Nipurio has said that initiatives like the Raising and Accelerating MSME Performance RAMP initiative in Nagaland is strengthening the MSME ecosystem. Taking to social media X on World MSME Day, Mr. Rio lauded the MSMEs for its contribution towards growth and development of the state. He said, interventions undertaken through RAMP, Nagaland is bolstering MSMEs by enhancing support, capacity building and opportunities for local enterprises. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah today announced that Bharat Taxi, the country's cooperative ride-hailing platform, will be expanded to 500 cities and towns across the country over the next 2 years. Speaking at the official launch of the Bharat Taxi, he said the initiative as a transformative step in the cooperative sector, Bharat Taxi aims to provide a fair and transparent mobility platform by making drivers, referred to as Sarathis, direct stakeholders.
The very first reason for the creation of Bharat Taxi is that there should be no exploitation of either our Sarathis or our customers. This is the foremost reason. Second, the Sarathi should be respected. They should not be dependent or at the mercy of an app for registration. Today, I say with pride that the 7 lakh Sarathis associated with Bharat Taxi are the owners and shareholders of Bharat Taxi.
Malik hai shareholder.
He said the model will ensure that drivers receive a larger share of the earnings while passengers benefit from safe and affordable services. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Victoria for his three-day visit to Seychelles. In a social media post, Mr. Modi appreciated the warm welcome by the President of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hamini, at the airport. The Prime Minister said that Seychelles is a valued maritime partner and a close friend in the Indian Ocean. Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to a productive visit aimed at further strengthening India and Seychelles' long-standing ties and enhancing cooperation for the benefit of the people of both the nations. Prime Minister Modi also thanked Indian diaspora for the warm welcome at the airport. Prime Minister Modi will be the guest of honor at celebrations marking the historic 50th anniversary of independence of Seychelles. Nagaland will observe National Immunization Day tomorrow across all districts to protect children against polio and sustain India's polio-free status. The campaign aims to vaccinate 1,43,530 children below 5 years with 2 drops of oral polio vaccine. Health and Family Welfare Department has urged parents and caregivers to bring their children to the nearest polio booth between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow. It will be the 135th episode of the monthly radio program.
Be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts, and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare, Jagat Prakash Nadda, will launch a series of digital initiatives for health sector Monday in New Delhi. The launch includes Arogya Setu 2.0, Ayushman Sarathi Chatbot, Ayushman App, E-Sushrut Clinic, National Health Claims Exchange, and Health Standards to strengthen India's digital public infrastructure for health. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare said that these initiatives are expected to strengthen the country's digital public infrastructure for health through enhanced interoperability, standardization, and seamless exchange of health information across stakeholders. The Inner Line Regulation Commission, ILRC, of Naga Students Federation held consultative meeting with Bhojpuri Samaj and Bihari Samaj in Dimapur today as part of its stakeholder consultation process on implementation of Inner Line Regulation in Nagaland. In a release, the commission said the interaction was productive, adding that inputs will be incorporated into its study for framing recommendations for ensuring transparent and effective implementation of ILR. It reiterated that the process is guided by transparent, inclusive and equal opportunity with all stakeholders given scope to participate. The ILRC reaffirmed its position and stated that the ILR is intended to safeguard rights of indigenous Naga people under constitutional and legal framework. The commission said final recommendations will be based on stakeholder submissions. US President Donald Trump has thanked India for naming a road after him in Hyderabad, Telangana. In a post on Truth Social, the US President highlighted the naming of Donald Trump Avenue, saying he had become the first US president to have a road in India named in his honor. Earlier this week, Telangana Deputy Chief Minister Bhati Vikramarka Malu unveiled the plaque officially renaming the road beside the US consulate in Hyderabad as Donald Trump Avenue. The road was named in honor of America's 250th independence anniversary. Higher Education Department has informed that online application for centrally sponsored post-matric scholarship PMS-ST and State Merit and Research Scholarship for 2026-27 academic session will begin from 1st of July. The registration for both fresh and renewal applications will remain open till 30th September 2026. For PMS-ST, institutions have been asked to complete verification by 31st October and make corrections for defective applications by 15th November. Institutional verification for State Merit and Research Scholarship are to be completed by 31st October. Students can apply for the PMS-ST through the National Scholarship Portal, while applications for the State Merit and Research Scholarship can be submitted through the Nagaland Common Scholarship Portal. And India Meteorological Department has forecast thunderstorm and lightning with heavy rain likely to occur at isolated places over Nagaland tomorrow. This weather condition will likely prevail for the next few days. The MET also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Assam and Meghalaya. Now to end the news, here are the main points once again. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan highlights MSME sector's role in India's economic growth. Chief Minister Nipurio says RAMP initiative strengthening Nagaland's MSME ecosystem. Home Minister Amit Shah launches cooperative-based taxi service Bharat Taxi. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Seychelles on three-day official visit. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.
Thank you.